Okay, good morning. It is great to be back after a break of, not a break from davening, but a break from Rav Pinkus. This is a Shar Mitzvila, and it says Zuchus to be back. Learn together. We start a new chapter, a chapter called Korea. So we've had now started, the first language is Bitsur. We went to Shava. Na'aka was number 3. Rina was number 4. Pigia number 5. And now Korea, the 6th of the 10 Lashonos of Tefillah. So we're now in the second half of Rav Pinkus' work. And Korea is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yuches, Petzarli Ekra Hashem, to call out. So we're going to have to discuss what's unique about the Tefillah of Korea of calling. And writes Rav Pinkus, HaKriya hi tfila shekore ha'adam la'kadosh baruch hu. Kriya is when someone calls Hashem. That's not unique yet. Mikach hakara berura shekadosh baruch hu shemelo. Kriya comes from a place where there's a hakara, a recognition, clear, a clear understanding, recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Umitok shebarulo shebemidosav yizbarach lahazin l'tfilaso. Since it's clear to the person that Hashem's way is to listen to their tefillah, and it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power to fulfill their request. And therefore, says Rav Pinkus, V'doma zela adam hakori lechavero b'asher yodeya shehu karov elav v'shomeya es kriyaso. When a person calls to a friend, maybe a spouse, a child that's in the other room, they know that the person is listening to them, unless they have, you know, headphones on. But then they know a person in the other room. Sometimes, often, when we call a person, I don't mean on the phone, but you're the person's in another room, and you call out to them, you know that they're listening. That's what it means to have a kriya to Hashem. Now, we do call out to Hashem, even when we're not, or to people, when we're not positive. He says, afa pishyesh peteva adam, tchuna, litzok mitok tzara, gam kishein mishyesh matzakaso. We do it also. A person's stuck. Maybe a person's all the way upstairs, and they're going to scream with the hopes that someone's going to hear them. Sometimes we scream out to Hashem, even if we're not feeling at that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Zeh ma'ase na'aka. That's na'aka, if you remember. Na'aka is just to scream, a call for help. Avalo kriya. That's not kriya. Kriya hi rak kasher ikur piniyasa v'kriyasa mechuvanim l'mishu misuyam. Interesting. Kriya is not about us calling out. Kriya is when we're talking, our talk, our speech is directed at a specific person. She'achin shomea kolo. That the person really is listening to their voice. Who kore lo kidei litzor imo kesher, levakesh vimenu, or lomar lo inyan misuyim. It's when there's a connection, I'm calling a person out because I need to speak and tell him something specific. The language or the avoda to work on in the language of tefillah of kriya is not really a tefillah work. Tefillah is an outgrowth of that work. The idea is to have a relationship, a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if Hashem is there, is real, is present, and I'm talking to a person. But I'm talking to something specific. So the work to do to get to that point really has nothing to do with tefillah. But when you understand that, then the tefillah becomes as if I'm talking to someone. I saw very interesting, there's a halacha that the davening, at least when it comes to Shemona Esrei, is supposed to be barely audible. It shouldn't be heard by anyone else, but it should be nishma la'aznav. We should be able to hear it, at least now that the words that we can hear it to a degree, but no one else should be able to hear it. An explanation for that, it's like an intimate conversation. It's a whisper into someone that we love. There was once a person who came to the yeshiva in Kal Chasidim. That was Rav Eli Lopian's yeshiva, an irreligious Jew, a secular Jew. And he went for prayer services. He went for davening in the morning. And afterwards they asked him, so what do you... He wanted to see how religious Jews daven. How would that teach you davening, what a minyan looks like. It was a very serious davening in Kal Chasidim. So they asked him afterwards, what do you see? So he said, it was unbelievable. Everyone was deep in prayer, intense in prayer, but there was one person in the front. I don't know what he was doing. He was talking to someone, but there was no one next to him or no one close enough to hear who he was for him to talk to. So he said that was Eli Lopian, the Mashkiach. He was talking to Hashem. The way his davening looked, it didn't look like he was davening. It looked like he was having a conversation with someone. I have a dear family friend, almost like a second father to me, Barry Gavron, Zichron Lavracha, who passed away a few years ago. And when we lived in Queens, he lived in Queens, his davening, it was like a sight to see. He was talking to Hashem. He would even like use, you know how when we talk to a person, there's a different tone based on how we're talking to them. If you're asking them for something, if you're upset at them, if you're talking loud to them, people also use hand motions when they're talking sometimes. When he would daven, his tone, the volume, the way he would talk, his hand motions depended on what parts of davening he was up to. It's a person who's talking, there's someone we're talking to. That's kriya, to call out. And that's, the work is not a tefillah work, it's a relationship with Hashem work. And he says, v'hi, in the next second paragraph, it's on page Ayin Hay, I should have said that from the beginning, v'hi nekudas hayesod b'tefillah u'b'chol avodas Hashem. This is such a foundational idea for davening and all of service of Hashem. Hatfisa apshuta, the simple understanding, sheb mitzius Hashem yisbarach itanu, hi mitzius mamashis. The reality of Hashem is a real physical reality. Lo pachos mikol mitzios domim tzomea chai omedaber haomdim lefaninu. This is a wooden piece, and outside is a tree, and there's a bird, and there's a person. There is Hashem. Hashem is as real as any of that. Kein Hashem yisbarach mitzios chaya amitis. It's alive. Hashem's alive, living reality. Pshuta ubrura, simply and clearly. Ledaber velikrolo, to speak to and to call out to him. V'hu shomea osanu, b'muvan ha'pashut b'yoser sh'yachal yos. He simply listens to us, no different than a person, a spouse, a child. Well, children don't listen so much. A spouse or a parent listens. My kids listen, obviously. U'kechol sh'yitpos adam zos yoser b'pashtos. The more a person understands this and holds on to this, haynu yoser yoser, haynu yoser Yehudi, v'yoser enosh, v'yoser oved Hashem. He's more of a yid. He's more of an Oved Hashem. Uchaloshon chaza halavai shemora shemayim aleichem kemora basav adam. This is a Gemara in Brachos. When they went to, was it Rabbi Elazar? They went to ask him for a bracha. He said, halavai, you should have the mora shemayim to like mora basav adam. It's again, it's a very hard madriga to get to, as he's going to say, because we've never seen Hashem. We've never had a conversation with him where we hear what he says back to us. We're raised that Hashem is this foreign idea. But working on understanding that Hashem is a living, I don't even know the right word, a living reality,
entity.
A living entity. It's alive. It's not up in the clouds. It's no different than this table or a person or a tree or a bird. Then we could actually talk to him. It's not that I'm just na'aka where I'm screaming out a prayer, hoping Hail Mary. That's the bad terminology to use in a tefillah shir. But it's a real conversation. And in this chapter, he's gonna quote Mesil Shem, which we'll see tomorrow. Hopefully, I think we'll have time after Rosh Chodesh davening to learn to try to how to get there, how to build that reality where we could feel Hashem's presence, and then Mimela, we have a chance to talk to him. So we'll continue tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, it's great to be back. I thank you all for coming.